Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, interwebians, beautiful people. What's going on?
What's up?
We're back with another one, the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com on the all-new Gorilla Podcast Network. Interwebians, welcome back. Man, it's me and B, you know. We're here to talk your ears off for a little while, and we're happy that you're here to join us, man. B, what's up, man? How's everything?
Everything's pretty good. It's wild out there.
It is, though. A lot of shit going on.
There's so much, and I really was kind of dying to come out here and talk about it.
Yeah, well, let's talk, man. We haven't seen each other for a week, you know, since last show. So within that week, we always come up with things to talk about, or things happen in the news and things like that. So I don't know. Let's get into it. I'll let you set it off. Come on.
Oh, there's so much going on. First, I wanted to talk about this crazy text that I got today. And everybody in the nation apparently got it.
The presidential alert.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Right under the toilet.
I feel some type of way about it. I don't know if you do, but
it's very odd.
It's so odd, yeah. And you know, like, I don't know. We talk so much about rights here in this country and all that, and I never gave permission for them to send me a text like you know?
No soliciting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's odd that they're doing that. The first time in history that they do a presidential alert. I mean, you know, like we were talking earlier, they do the ones on TV and things like that. Even that's not, like we were saying, it's not asked for or we want that. But yeah, no, it's just a presidential alert. Like, what's up with that, you know?
Yeah, and what's really behind it, you know, like, because there's definitely...
What are they trying to prepare us for?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something like that or trying to get more access, you know, to more information, even though I'm sure they had plenty of access to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just weird to me, you know, it doesn't feel right. There's something...
Something's up, yeah. No, it's,
something's up about it.
What do you think? What do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't want to like speculate like that. But I do definitely feel that something imminent is about to happen. I feel it, you know, and I don't know if it's somewhere else or if it's gonna be here.
It's coming.
Something's coming.
Yeah. Nah, absolutely. I mean, my gut feeling, you know, I always get gut feelings, man, and I'm usually not wrong, you know what I mean? I just feel, like you said, they're getting ready for some shit, you know what I'm saying? And, because why would they need to do a presidential alert to reach us? Like, that's what the TV's for, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got all these news channels that broadcast, programming, whatever, so why get a direct alert to my hip? You know what I'm saying? It's odd. It's definitely odd. So, I don't know. We'll see what Agent Orange got up.
Right under the toilet.
Got up his sleeve. But, you know, whenever I talk about that dude, my stomach just feels like... Yeah, man. So, yeah.
No, I understand. Like, it's just some crazy shit going on out there. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way, you know, comment in. It would be nice to know, like, what everybody else is thinking about it and kind of, you know, their ideas about this situation. And is there more to it? Or you know, do you think it is a good thing? Maybe some people do think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Talk to us. Put us on. Like, maybe, you know, let us see your perception on it, you know. Let us know your thoughts on it. So we welcome commenting, you know, YouTube, Instagram, the Facebook. We haven't really gotten any commenting yet, you know, and I don't want to be one of these companies at front like they, you know, they're getting all this commenting and, you know, we're still working on that. We're working on followers. We're working on likes and people sharing and commenting. So when you guys do finally comment, we will talk about it. But please, you know, for our fans out there, because we know we have some, because some people do, you know, we're getting the likes and we have friends that tell us. But even the people that don't, that we don't know, just, you know, please just reach out, even if it's an email, Instagram, Twitter, you know, please it'll help out the show, and it'll help us move to places and talk about things where, you know, that are kind of more direct into what you're into, or we could talk about things that you want to talk about. So please feel more than welcome.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there's also some other shit going on in the news and all over that most of us can't avoid. You know, first I wanted to talk about Cosby.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't touch me, bitch.
Let's talk about Cosby. Yeah, man, that's this is definitely tough. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a sensitive subject. And I'm very, you know, feminist and all this stuff, but I do have certain beliefs from looking at things with the whole picture. You know, so like a very sociological view of things. And, you know, we have Bill Cosby and we have Kavanaugh now, right?
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with sexual assault. Very different cases, but very important to look really deep on how both of these cases are being handled, because they're being handled completely different.
Absolutely.
You know? To begin with. And, you know, for my fellow feminists out there, I really want to ask you, is condemning a man, and I know there's not enough justice, I know people need to serve, but is condemning them to prison really the best solution?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I say this because what is prison doing? You know, like, what are we doing? We're sending people for however many amount of years, they get locked up in this institution, they get angrier, they're not getting the help that they need, and then they come out to society. How are we helping society by doing this?
Yeah.
You know, so we have an issue with that in itself. Like, how we're taking care of these situations. Because even if they're being tried, even if they're serving, you know.
Yeah.
Then what, we've resolved it? Like, we resolved it because they end up in prison?
Oh, yeah, no, it's always a revolving door. You got to keep nurturing it, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, and we know Kavanaugh's not going to, like Bill Cosby then, and he got a lot of time for that.
It's, you know? Yeah, and that's the problem. See, that's one of the issues I got. Like, you know, no way or form do I consent to, you know, drugging people's drinks or giving people pills to knock out and basically raping them, and, you know, assaulting them, sexually assaulting them. Not at all. And, you know, I wasn't there. So, I take that kind of stance. But, yeah, there's a bunch of people that are saying the same thing. But also there was a bunch of them, or a few of them, that they got caught lying, basically, or recanted their statements. You know, so it's a political... It's a very sensitive subject, you know, because then you got the people... I don't know how true this is, and I have to look into it, but I've heard about it before, that you're saying, you know, Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC or something like that, and they were trying to basically put the black man in his place and let him know, like, you're overstepping. So there's a lot of things to look into. Like, I'm not saying he didn't, because he even I believe he didn't even admit to doing something,
and it's wrong. It's completely
absolutely
wrong.
100%.
But, you know, always looking at the bigger picture, we have to look at Hollywood lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which is wrong.
Especially back then.
Exactly.
All about drugs, all about hanging out, all about partying.
And it's wrong. But I know he's not the only one doing it. And why is he being targeted, like, right now? Exactly. You know, and then those are the things, like, we really have to look into.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see the whole thing with Kavanaugh. He's freaking out. He's this and that. And then you have the president making fun of, like, a sexual assault victim. You know?
Yeah.
And there's something not right, you know, because if it's not the same justice, it really isn't.
And even look at what was the guy's name? I forget his name. The director who where basically the whole Me Too movement started with the director, where all these girls started coming out. What's his name? I forget his name.
I don't know. Yeah, I forgot. I believe it was a woman, though, that started that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But because of the director, the guy, Harvey Weinstein, I think his name. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, he basically, from my understanding, did worse than what Cosby did, and he got a smack on the wrist.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, he wasn't sexually harassing nobody, but he knowingly, they say, gave HIV to all these women. Yeah. And again, a smack on the wrist. His show is still on TV. I think he started doing a new show.
He actually made more ratings after.
The Cosby Show, it's gotten taken off the shelves. It's gotten blackballed. All this. Why? Why is it different for a black and brown person compared to a white person? This is where the whole mystery of white privilege comes in that we talk about so much. You know what I mean? And again, we're not condoning and agreeing with none of that stuff. We're just making you think and
it's
look
the
at everything
bigger picture.
From
like
every
there
angle.
Is a bigger picture.
Absolutely.
You know, and like we're so quick to be like justice, and you know, women aren't able to speak. They don't have a voice. They, you know, and when they speak up, they bring them down, and they don't condemn these men. Mm-hmm. So I, you know what? They condemn Cosby. That's, it is what it is. But you know what? Then all of them need to be condemned in the same way.
Exactly.
It has to be equal. You know, it has to be equal if that's what America's about, you know? But we're seeing the truth in America.
If you ask me if I love America, I say yes. Why can't you say yes? Say you love America right now. Say it.
That's what we got to say you love America, because as B was saying, it's not equal. That's the problem. It's not. That privilege is there. Look at Kavanaugh. Nothing's going to happen to Kavanaugh because that's Trump's boy. You know what they might do?
Right under the toilet.
They might smack him on the wrist. He'll be out of the spotlight for a little bit. A little later down the line, he's going to come and win that seat that he's fighting for right now anyway. Trust me. Bill Cosby, though, he's done. They shattered his image.
It's so crazy to me.
They assassinated his character.
It's so crazy to me.
It's insane.
Be just to, and this guy, like, he shouldn't be in the seat. Like, he shouldn't be in Congress. He shouldn't. Like, that's just, period. Whether that's true or not, he already admitted to drinking a lot. He already admitted to doing all these things. That is not someone we need to represent us. He is not like us.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, if he's already going through this now before he's even elected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it just, that shit.
You can imagine. And honestly, that's just him. I know most of those motherfuckers are doing some shit.
Yeah.
Some fucked up shit.
Even Agent Orange himself, like they had said some shit about.
Right under the toilet.
About him too.
Yeah.
You know, it just never came to light.
And they cover it up and they act like it's okay. And you know what? A lot of this too is these wives accept a lot of this stuff too.
Yeah.
And they don't come out and speak about it
because they're scared to lose their little life of not going to work and being able to go shopping with the girls and ordering online and going to their
and
tea
shame on
and
you
shit.
Because you are the women that are messing it up for all these women out here trying to fight for a cause, trying to have justice.
Damn,
you know?
Damn, be you going into that.
I feel some type of way. All right.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good.
I really do, because this is something I've fought for. I've seen the injustice. Like, I was a sexual assault counselor. I had to help people make reports, sit with them during interviews, during forensic exam, rape kits. You know,
that's crazy, man.
All of that. You know, and I saw that most of them, they didn't get any type of justice, you know? But then the ones that did, it was something weird behind it. Like, there wasn't a lot of evidence. It was, like, something else.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird, man. Who knows, man? Like, they're trying to, no pun intended, they're, like, trying to trump the records of these things. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. Yeah, as you were saying about the prison industrial complex, it's interesting because, you know, I've been messing with the soundboard and I got a little thing I wanted to play whenever we do talk about it, because it's important. You know, and it comes from the Boondocks, man. I know a lot of you guys are used to the Boondocks or know about the Boondocks. And, you know, it's a conscious urban cartoon that was out years ago. And I wish they were still out, man, because I loved it.
Yeah, they're pretty real.
It was genius.
They were pretty real.
So, I don't know. You want to talk a little bit about the prison industrial complex a little bit more before I play that? Or
yeah, because I think that... This is where we need to fight more, and we're not doing it. We're getting so caught up with this minimal topic of like just the sexual assault of this person or this, mm-hmm. and we're not looking at where we can actually fix these things, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the prison system in itself is one of the first things that we need to take down.
Absolutely.
And I say that because it's meant for slavery. Mm-hmm. It goes against human rights. You know, a lot of people say, oh, slavery's over, this. And no, it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not. You know, it's just redesigned mm-hmm. in our modern time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's slave labor. There's all this stuff that still does exist, you know, just because some people might not be living that, you know, in their little fake bubbles. But it does exist, and the prison system is not meant to help.
No, it's nothing but cheap labor for these.
It's cheap labor.
Companies. And
you're housing people with mental illnesses, because a lot of these things do come from mental illnesses. Yes. They're not being treated properly, you know? They don't have proper counseling. There's no group. You know, there's all these other things that they will put in the prisons, but it's so limited on how to actually help, yeah. you know? And there's the funds and this and that to the point that most inmates are not going to get a counselor, or, you know, they're not going to get the help that they need.
And, you know, they know that. It's like, it's a format. It's like the medical industry. They sell you medicine, not cures. And I look at the prison system just like that. Like, okay, people go to jail. They're there for years. They're doing the free labor. They're not getting treated, whether it's mental or whatever, rehabilitated to go out and work in the world. That's why motherfuckers would rather stay mm-hmm. in prison or come right back in. And they know
that's how they train them. Yeah.
They know this. They know, because that's that money coming mm-hmm. in still. It's a business. So
they're not going to be able to survive out in society when they go out, because they're so institutionalized. And then they come out and they're like, they freak out, because first they can't get jobs mm-hmm. because if you have some type of record, it's almost impossible to get a job out here unless you're doing your own thing. Mm-hmm. And that is so really hard to start, you know, from the bottom, especially when you just got out of prison. And these are really, really important things that we need to start breaking down, you know? So let's talk about those sexual assault cases, mm-hmm. but where are these guys going to go? What is the help mm-hmm. that they're going to get? You know, even if Kavanaugh, let's say he did some time, which is not going to happen, but let's say he did like a year or two. What the hell is that going to do? Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, you know, number one,
he's going to go get fucked up in there. They're going to fuck him up in there. He's going to get real mad. And then he's going to come out and he's going to.
You know, he'll be in one of those.
Like fancy.
He'll be in one of those resort fucking prisons where, you know.
Probably. So. Because I think Cosby, they didn't, right? They put him in a.
I'm not sure.
I think they put him in like regular prison, which is interesting too.
They might have, yeah. I got to look into that, to be honest.
You know, and there's no help. And this guy's still going to be that way.
Yeah, exactly.
When he comes out, you know.
It's a smack on the wrist. He's just. Basically, the way I see it is when these dudes get caught and their little cronies get caught, they know, they're like, shit, okay, it's out in the open. We have to make it look like, you know, I'm getting reprimanded for something. So, all right, I'll act like this, or we'll do this, you know, put me under arrest. But again, then they'll be in their house arrest or, you know, one mm-hmm. of these resort fucking things. And then they come out like, all right, back to business and start where they left off at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'm gonna play that quick
snippet
real quick, guys. Check it out. Check it out.
The prison industrial complex is a system situated at the intersection of government and private interests. It uses prisons as a solution to social, political, and economic problems. It includes human rights violations, the death penalty, slave labor, policing, courts, the media, political prisoners, and the elimination of dissent.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, hello, it's in a cartoon.
Yeah, y'all gotta wake up, man. For the people that don't know that, it's they got us real fucked up, man. From regular life to what we eat to medicine to, you know, even when we're reprimanded, prisons and shit like that. You know what B was saying is very important. You know, we have to, the people that go to jail, we still have to rehabilitate them so they could be a better person, a better soul when they come out. You know, just like we have to make sure that the females that were affected by these things too are helped, obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and in the right way too, know, like, because we provide a counseling service and this and that, but it's only as extensive as the grant will give you, you know?
Yeah.
So if we're a service, and like for me, where I worked, it was only three of us for the entire state of Connecticut as Spanish speaking, you know?
That's crazy.
Because of the funding. Guess what? We're going to get hundreds of people. I'm not going to be able to serve. I could only serve so many, you know? So that, you know, counselors get burned out. There's not enough help. There's not. And then the women aren't healing the way that they really need to heal, you know?
And you know what? We fight for these type of things, B, but it's set up like that. They want that. Mm-hmm. They want the reoccurring cycle. They want motherfuckers to keep going to jail. They want people to come out of jail and not know what to do.
And they want,
you know what I'm saying?
They want that mob, that angry mob that's like, lock them up, put them in there, you know? And it's like, yeah, you want justice, but there are other ways to go about it, you know? Yeah. And I think sometimes we have to take it into our own hands.
Yeah. And people got to wake up, though. People got to wake up, though, because some people don't see it like that. You know what I mean? They don't understand what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very, very big false reality. You know what I mean?
I mean, everything we see is a false reality. It's like Big Brother, The Matrix, whatever you want to call it. While we're watching each other, they're watching us all the time.
Y'all heard that, man?
Damn.
But it's true. It's true, man. Like, you know, they sell false hope, false reality. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it just keeps
us
in the hole.
There's a lot of women that are hurt, you know, by this. There's a lot of women that want this justice, like... And I'm all for them. But we have to sometimes put our hurt aside and like what we might want in that moment and think what can really help a lot of women in the future. What can really make some type of change.
Absolutely. Because, you know, some of those resentful women don't care, you know, when they feel like that. And it's just justice. It's justifiable.
They want justice possible way that they can get it.
It's justifiable. But what, you know, like you just said, they, you know, what's going to help our people in the long run? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? We're going to fight for your justice, but don't put everybody in the hole where we're moving two steps back. You know, let's move two steps forward to get you your justice, but don't throw the rest of everybody else back.
And then you have, like, because I've actually talked to some people where they're like, they'll defend Kavanaugh and like throw Cosby under the bus, and it's like, no, like, this is all some fucked up bullshit. All of it is, you know, because it's wrong in general. Even what Cosby did was wrong, you know, and he's gonna do his time. That was wrong, but everybody needs to be able to, it has to be equal, you know. It can't just be black and brown people serving in prison. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, because we all know that it's not just black and brown people committing crimes.
Nope.
So, what the hell?
You know, and at the end of the day, too, B, people are, you know, it reminds me of that skit. I don't know if you ever saw the Dave Chappelle skit when he was like a rich, I don't know, movie star or some type of star. And, you know, he would go into his rooms right before he had sex. He'd make the women sign a contract or like a consent thing of saying, like, he's not, no rape. Like, you can't get me for rape or none of that.
There you go.
And so, you know what I mean? It's funny, but it brings light to the subject. You know what I mean? And that's what it got to be. Like, I know, especially men nowadays are thinking twice before they do stuff. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers just got to don't be a fucking savage and an animal, you know, towards the women. I mean,
that's what it really comes down to.
Number one, I mean, yeah. I get it. Like, I get it. I was young once too, but I woke up, you know what I mean? So y'all got to get off that shit, man.
You know,
the women are queens, man. They're the answer to everything, man. And we gotta put into the culture that, you know, into the kids, into anybody doing shit like that, that's the wrong way, you know. You love and nurture your woman, and you bring her up, not knock her out with pills and do things that are unwarranted, you know what I mean?
Exactly, absolutely. Or even the, because I guess Kavanaugh's situation, he like exposed himself to this woman, you know, like, and things like that. So it's like, nobody wants to see that shit.
And the other thing, man, I get the whole Me Too movement. You know, I feel some of it, you know, got a little too extra with some people coming out. Some people, I think, were lying, you know. I'm not saying everybody, but it just became almost like a trend, like anything else.
Believe it or not, a majority of women have been assaulted.
Oh, no, I do too. I'm not saying that, but I'm thinking, you know, just like some of the women recanted with Cosby. I don't know, you know, like, please stop waiting 40 years later also to fucking say
something. Well, you have to understand, you know what I mean? Trauma and how that works.
I understand.
And, like, when you work in it, you... A lot of people don't know that, like, when it comes to PTSD or some form of trauma, when you have just had some form of trauma and somebody comes at you and asks you any type of questions, you won't remember right away. Mm. And a lot of times women block out things. Yeah. And things might not even surface until later in their lives, you know? So, 'cause sometimes that's a self-defense mechanism.
Yeah.
A lot of women do that. And that's very, like, you know, when you learn and you study a lot of these things. When I was working with women with sexual assault, that was one of the things I had to tell, like, the police officers when they were interviewing, is like, you can't ask questions like that because you're re-traumatizing the person and they might not recollect the events the way it is because of the trauma, you know. And that's just like science. That's how, like, our brains function. Yeah. So a lot of people don't understand that. So women do usually, even men, anybody who's been assaulted, any type of trauma, they'll remember and recollect it years later.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, it was just odd though that all that, you know, because when the whole Me Too movement started, everybody that was coming out was like, oh yeah, this happened with this guy 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 30 years ago. And, you know, I get it now more that you explained it like that. But, you know, as someone who doesn't, especially a guy. Guys aren't gonna.
And that's a lot of, like, the fallback now that I'm seeing, like, a lot of people saying, oh, why are you taking this long? That's actually very, very common when it comes to sexual assault.
See, and that's that's something that should be taught, man, to us. You know, just like when we're kids and they teach us about sexual harassment in class, they need to.
And the worst part is that those women will relive that way later. So they'll have all the symptoms and stuff of, like, grieving or whatever, since they didn't have it, like, at that moment because they were so in shock. That happens way later. And then when they come out and they say this, and then everybody's like, you're a liar, blah, 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 they'll recant. So that's why a lot of women recant their stories. So
we got to do better, especially the fellas, man. We got to do better so we don't, you know, why make our women feel uncomfortable, man? So. At the end of the day, man, keep your fucking hands to yourself, man.
Hey, don't touch me, bitch.
Exactly.
But B, man, I want to move on. Let's move on a little bit.
All right. Yeah, that was some deeper, darker stuff.
You know what I wanted to I actually wanted to talk about this fucking buffoon, Kanye West. Again, he's gone.
Kanye's gone. Like, I'm sorry, people. Yeah. That is not Kanye anymore. So,
fucking dude, man. He's definitely in the sunken place, man. He's gone. He's mentally gone.
He's just done.
And now I'm starting to look at it like, okay,
like we had hope for him at one point, you know. Now I'm like,
now it's like is. It's like he's irrelevant in the music business right now, as far as. Stuff, you know, so I feel he's just doing shit to keep himself relevant. Like, he just came out with that new song with this other corny dude, Lil Pump, called and again, look what we're talking about. Look, and these are two guys singing this to, you know, the world and for kids to hear. And it's called, I don't even know the title, but it goes, "You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. I love it." Some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's the chorus to the
some
shit.
Some people I've heard
like say, you know that. What I mean? So it's like, you know, it's shit like that that we can't put out and try to normalize this sexual devious type of thinking, you know what I'm saying, within our men especially. And so I wanted to talk to him about that song, you know what I mean, because it kind of fit in with everything. And then, you know, he's out here. He came out on Saturday Night Live or the late night show, one of those shows. And he's wearing his little MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, his Trump hat, and supporting Trump and trying to say that the 13th Amendment should be abolished, which was the amendment that stopped slavery. Like, the dude is fucking, he's lost it, man. So Kanye,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Ooh, you suck.
But yeah, man, like, I'm getting tired of that shit, man. Like, and it's so crazy because he's such a different person now. Like, when he first came out, his music was amazing, his production amazing, even his lyrics.
And everybody loved Kanye. His lyrics
and his lyrical content was good. You know, he might have not been the best, but he was above average. And yo, man, and even the stuff he talked about, he was very conscious.
It was deep,
and political. And now, like, yo, you're just sucking corporate political dick. Happened? Like, that's all he's doing. So.
Nigga, you gay.
Cut that shit out, Kanye, man. I'm just disappointed in the dude, and I thought there was help for him, but I don't think so no more, man. I don't know, man. He's definitely in that sunken place.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's out of it. Like, I don't think he just even knows what's real anymore, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think that he's speaking from a place of ego.
Yeah, ego. And you know what, I think his medication too, like, I don't think
medication,
yeah. I don't think he needed, you know, I believe a lot of time they put people on medication for two things: either to keep you on there and keep the medical industry going, or if you're some kind of threat, man, just to silence you, dumb you out, you know, make you bobo, make you
to hide your subconscious, your spirit, your spirit, to keep your spirit down.
Yeah. And it stops all the the stuff of you wanting to basically awaken your people and speak your right mind. It takes you off track mentally. So that's what I feel those meds and shit were. You know?
I really do think that there should be some type of show or something just to give him a platform to hear what the hell he has to say. Like, because he's mixing all these thoughts too, because that could be the medication a lot. Yeah. You know, that happens too. Like, he's saying one thing and this and that and that. And I think it would just be interesting to know exactly everything that he wants to say,
but he's had the platforms, and that's the thing.
And I know, and he just fucks,
you know what
it
I'm saying,
up.
like you come out with that song, you have your little rant on late night TV saying they were bullying you because you were wearing your hat and all this other shit,
and then he
you.
Defends his wife about what somebody says something.
Oh, I don't know. Who was it, like Nick Cannon and them or something, saying that they all boned her and some shit like that. I think
it was Drake, to
or
be
Drake,
honest.
Drake too. It was a couple of them. He was going at a couple of cats a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like
Drake, Nick Cannon.
And I think that's interesting because you got a song talking about hoes and you love them, and then when somebody else says the same thing about your hoe, you have a problem with it. You
and
know?
Not only that, man, you had that song, "I Ain't Messing With No Gold Digger." You know what I'm saying? And then he got the biggest one in the whole fucking world, man. Hey, yo, Kanye. Kanye, I'm going to need you to rewind your life and go back to the old Kanye, please.
Way back.
Absolutely.
Back into time.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, I wanted to bring that up real quick because, you know, I don't want to keep talking about him, but it's important. I feel
It's important because you know, he's still out there. He's still making music. These kids.
He's reaching people, especially the
kids.
These
kids only know this Kanye, you know?
Yep.
They don't even know that. They just know, oh, my, you know, like my parents like thumb this and that. Oh, it's cool. Like his music, blah, blah, blah. And they don't even know what they're taking in, you know? So it's scary.
Everything that comes out his mouth sounds like...
That's gross.
I love this fucking soundboard shit. But yeah, let's move on, B. What else? I don't know. What do you want to get into? What else is going on?
Those are really like the things that I wanted to cover today. You know, kind of just, I want people to start going out there and really looking at like what's real, what's not. Because remember, there's a lot of things that are put in media and in front of your face that aren't truth, you know, and it's for us to decipher that, you know, and it's really hard because this is such a mirror world. It's upside down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So things that you might think are good are not, and, you know, think vice versa, you know. So we have to learn to follow our guts, and really look behind all of it and see what's going on and what they're doing, you know, and try to do something to actually cause change, you know, and not just talk about it, be about it.
Yeah, and that's excuse me, that's one of the main issues that we have, that there's too many people talking and not doing, not mobilizing. So.
Exactly. And you know what? The ones that are, like, we're fucking tired. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like, it's tiring, you know? Like, because there's such few people actually out there working with this, you know? Like, I'm working currently now with people with mental illness, schizophrenia, severe schizophrenia. You know, like, I've worked with all different types of populations in the field, this and that, and it's to learn and to help and to see the different ways that I can try to make some change happen. But it gets so tiring when it's you against so many, you know?
Yeah, we need help, man. We need help. Like, you know, this show is a form of being out there fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
You know, as well as what you do, as well as what I do outside of this. But we need help, man. We can't just do this by ourselves. We need the adults who didn't know about this and learn about it to join in, and the adults that know about it to join in as well, because this is a long, long, deep battle that is going to affect our kids, our grandkids, 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 you know what I mean? And if we don't fight now, man, they're going to have it way worse.
Yeah.
Way, way worse. So.
And I'm very surprised that we haven't gotten to the point of really, like protesting these prisons, of really, like, getting out there of, you know, trying to stop this, you know, because we're getting distracted by all these other things, you know. So I really want to say that, you know, we need to go out there and we need to make something happen. I also want to give a shout out to my little brother who's locked up. Cisco, I love you, you know, if you get to see this.
Shout out to Cisco, man.
He's always in my heart. He's an amazing person, and you know, I know he was dealt the wrong cards in his life. So when I talk about this, I don't say it because it's personal to me too, you know. And, you know, like, people don't realize, like, I'm not just talking out of my ass. Like, I know this in and out when it comes to family or working in it or all of it, because I had to live it my whole life, you know. And I'm tired of it. I'm really tired. And this has to change. So,
you just got to keep fighting. You're doing the right thing. So, you know, we just got to keep at it.
I know.
We got to keep at it, man. but I think we're gonna cut it there, man. I think it was a great show, you know? Just us two. Like, I love the guests and stuff, but
sometimes we just need our time.
Not every guest is as deep as the type of content we get into, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but we also, you know, I need my little fix of getting real deep into these conversations too that I love. So
yeah.
I enjoyed this. But real quick before we tune out, man, please once again check out the Gorilla Podcast Network. Go on Instagram, the Gorilla Podcast Network, Facebook, just search GPN, it'll pop up. You know, if you're from Connecticut and you're local and you're looking to get your podcast started, please contact us. We have a few shows under the belt right now. We still have room for more. We could help you get off the ground. We'll teach you everything we know, the ropes on how to get online, how to get on iTunes, Spotify, how to build up your pages and all that, get followers and listeners. So come through. Also check out our show. You can hit us up at Backyard Mecca on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you want to email us, it's backyardmeccashow@gmail.com. And what else? That's pretty much it, man. And just remember, once again, if you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit.
That's right.
Peace. See y'all next week.
Interwebs.